Betsy Wiggins and Danya Wellman didn't know each other before September 11, 2001. Like all Americans, though, they recall that day clearly. For Wiggins, it was the confusion and uncertainty.
I actually went to Thorndon Park and was in a candlelight vigil that night, and we were all standing around in the dark saying, "What happened?" And I just thought that was such a metaphor for how we all felt. We were all in the dark.
And while Wellman absorbed the tragedy as well, it was through the lens of a Muslim woman living in central New York.
We received a lot of phone threats. Many of the people in our community kept their children home from school because of the name-calling. I myself received a lot of threats.
The story of a friendship and the interfaith group that it spawned came after Wiggins realized she knew nothing about the Muslim faith. And more than that, how the aftermath of 9/11 affected a whole segment of women, crystallized in a story she heard from a friend.
I saw these women. They were covered. They wore the veil. They looked very anxious. And she said, "I wanted to go up to them and say something reassuring, say something to them in solidarity. But I didn't want to frighten them anymore." And she said, the moment they left, the moment passed. And she said, "And I still don't know what to say." And that just went zot to my heart. That was just exactly how I felt.
So she invited Wellman, who'd converted to the Muslim faith a decade earlier, to her home for coffee. And she learned Wellman had a mission as well.
These people hijacked the Islamic faith, and I wanted to get out and to tell people that this is not who we are.
The two may have not known it then, but within weeks of the Twin Towers falling, the seeds of the group Women Transcending Boundaries was born. 10 years later, the group still meets monthly. These women of disparate faiths, Muslim, Jews, Buddhists, Christians, sew together, read books together, and try to help the less fortunate. They've raised money for a school in Pakistan, created a garden for refugees in central New York, and cleaned up poor parts of town.
We are all basically concerned about the same thing. We want to take care of our families. We want to be good people. We want to take care of the poor. We want to educate people. So, I mean, we are all doing the same work, but in ignorance of each other. So what we learned was our commonalities, that we had the same common concerns, and that we could work together, that we were more powerful working together than we were working in isolation.
Jennifer Crittenden of Syracuse is the current president of the group that boasts 500 women on its listserv.
They want to share what is important to them without trying to convince you that you have to believe anything. Their spirituality is important to me, whether they're Muslim or Jewish or Wiccan. And I find that listening to the way they talk about their own spirituality strengthens my own.
To note 9/11, Women Transcending Boundaries gathered volunteers from across central New York for a day of service, the second annual AOK Acts of Kindness weekend. They cleaned up city parks and neighborhoods, sorted clothes for refugees, and planted trees. Wiggins hopes this working together can melt away any of the ignorance, fear, and hatred that might still be out there.
Once you participate in an activity like Acts of Kindness Weekend, you sit down and you have a meal with someone and you find out what their faith tradition is like, and you share your common concerns, and you work together on a community building project, you realize that you have far more in common than differences.
As for Wellman, 10 years after 9/11, a time when many Muslim women were afraid to leave their homes, there now is an acceptance of her religion in Syracuse.
We are getting ready at our Islamic Society of Central New York to build a new Islamic center. And it's going to be right next door to a Baptist church. And the Baptist church is welcoming us into their community.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.